Of course, from 111, my next guest, Jim Carr. Jim, thank you so much for being here. Great to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Thanks. Fantastic. I mean, this show is one of our largest that we've had. I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 people here, 2,500 to 3,000 people.
It is amazing. We've sponsored this conference for 7 years since we've been in business, almost eight. And, you know, we're proud to be a sponsor of RealCom. And, no, it's just amazing to see how it's grown. I mean, the market's strong at the moment, and we just see, you know, a lot of opportunity.
You guys are seen within the industry as a tech leader. You know what is going to happen next. Tell us either, I'll give you two choices, either impressions of what you're seeing out here this year or what people are not seeing that you at 111 are really keyed into.
Well, you know, I think it's a combination of both. I think what people aren't seeing, I mean, some of our clients are and some aren't, but I think more than anything, the ones that are going to be the most successful and the clients that are the most successful are the ones that really understand what their technology strategy is.
Yeah.
And then when you look at everything out here, there's so much, you know, so many opportunities, but so much noise as well. And the ones that really can differentiate between, hey, what really is going to be value add for our business,
right,
and which ones really aren't. Sometimes it's hard not to get caught up in the excitement.
Yeah.
And, you know, my business partner, Scott Morey, had mentioned that, right over there, had mentioned earlier today, there's just so many prop tech companies out there. You know, having the ability to clearly understand what your requirements are, and make sure there's a good baseline and prioritize those requirements, and then based on that, really map to, hey, what technologies really are the best fit for us.
I once heard someone say about relationships that you have to figure out where you want to go and who you want to bring with you, and if you get those switched, you're in trouble.
I couldn't agree more.
And it sounds like that is the philosophy of what you're saying. If you don't have a clear, crystal clear vision of what it is you're trying to do and accomplish, then the technology could actually become an impediment because it could mislead you from your path. So how do you help your clients get laser focused on what it is that they need?
That's a terrific question. Really, the way we typically approach that, and we're very fortunate, we have terrific clients in this space. The ones that I've seen get laser focused and be the most successful are the ones that really look at the entire organization, really understand what type of real estate company they are. Now, obviously, I really define real estate into four major buckets: buy, build, manage, sell.
Right.
Some of them do all of it. Some do pieces of it. Really, so understanding your business, really understanding what is the business. It's really important that the technology people understand what is the overall strategy of the organization, how are we organizationally structured,
right,
and how do we operationally flow as a business? What are the handoffs between departments, you know, between leasing, lease administration, finance and accounting, and that can really connect the dots and say, okay, well, based on the technology we have today, how can we, based on what their needs are, what are the gaps, how can we leverage that technology better and then build an effective roadmap for the organization end to end that says, you know, we have some foundational pieces, but how do we create and build on that to give a solid foundation across the platform that will allow the business to be more innovative? And so what we do a lot of times is we will help organizations, we'll work with the CIO, CFO, COO, whoever is sponsoring IT, and we'll actually work and help build that roadmap for our clients. And that allows you, to your question, what that allows you to do is find out what are the real priorities for the organization, and then that way you can get laser focused on those initiatives and then execute on those initiatives.
I mean, so they come to you for enterprise management and they end up coming away with a mission statement. It sounds like sometimes that you actually help clarify what the goals are before, and then once that happens, once you've clarified those goals and then employed the technology, what kind of results, you know, can people,
That's a terrific question, because a lot of times what we'll see is there's times we'll actually come post an initiative to try and fix a problem. What typically happens is they haven't identified what is the real business benefit of what we're doing.
Right.
So what we always recommend is when you're identifying an initiative, whether it's CRM, budgeting and forecasting, you know, what is the problem you're trying to, problem or problems you're trying to solve for?
Right.
Right? And then what are the true benefits you're going to realize by implementing that system? Are you going to improve procedures? Are you going to get people in your spaces quicker and generate more revenue? So really, it's to your point, it's really important that, so we always recommend do a very simple but targeted business case.
Yeah.
And make sure that in that business case, there's some very specific benefits. Doesn't have to be financial benefits. It could be efficiencies gained.
Sure.
Can't be quantified. But in addition to that, and I'd say the biggest mistake I see where technology initiatives fail, you could have all those things, but if you don't have the business sponsorship, it will fail because, you know, we see CRM initiatives, for example, where someone wants to implement a CRM system.
Right.
And you say, hey, these are our requirements. This is what we want to automate our whole lead to lease process,
right.
Okay? Mm. But if leasing's not on board, it'd be a huge mistake to do the initiative if it's driven by finance and technology.
Right.
You've got to get the business on board. We had a situation with a client in Canada that tried to implement a big CRM system. We weren't a part of this, but they had us come in after to really try to understand what's wrong and how they could fix it. And we sat down with the head of leasing and just posed a simple question. Do you and your team support this initiative? And they said, well, sort of, some of us do and some of us don't.
Right.
And so, you know, again, we just, you know, it seems, the answer seems obvious, but we basically just said, you know, in this case, we recommend you don't do the initiative until you really have supportive leasing. So
and
that's our biggest point is that
yeah.
Anytime we go into initiatives and we help our clients be successful in an initiative, we always make sure there's the right business sponsorship.
Well, that's the true definition of advisory.
That's right.
You know, really having their best interest at heart. It, obviously, there are companies out there that consider, you know, they say, could we do this better with a wise angel on our shoulder? But for whatever reason, they're holding back. What would you say to those?
What I would say to those is trust the experts.
Yeah.
Make sure that the person that's saying they're an expert or the team
is
it really is an expert.
Right.
And they have really good qualifications
yeah.
to successfully deliver
yeah.
on the initiative that you want to undertake.
Yeah.
And then trust those experts to, and to me, the experts really have to tell you what's right and wrong. They need to be willing to tell you the good and the bad. Otherwise, the initiative won't be successful. And raise your hand when there's risk.
Yeah.
That's what I would say is, you know, the biggest thing for an advisory firm.
Anything else that 111 wants to send message-wise this year?
No, we're just excited about the future. Please stop by our booth. I don't mean to do a plug and hand out some Starbucks cards. So
oh, really?
Stop by.
Fantastic, yeah. Jim. Thank you so
thank
much
you so
as
much.
Always.
Yeah, pleasure.
Scott, thank you.